I sometimes get the feeling that the culture of this board is that staff is incompetent and that they need to be second-guessed on just about everything. And I don't think that's a healthy culture for us to bring to the table, that we can do everything better than the staff, and that we're smarter than the staff, and that we don't even really need the staff. Sometimes I get the impression that we underestimate the value of what we have in the staff.
I need to say something here. That is so inappropriate. I don't know who you're talking about.
I'm talking about you and Tom.
Okay, that's what I thought you were talking
about. Let me
be clear. And that is inappropriate. If you can identify anything that I have said or Tom has said that has in any way fulfilled the specifics of what you just said, by all means, we need to hear it. But such general criticisms that attack the character and the motives that we have is completely inappropriate. So if, by all means, please do.
Because I think self-reflection, and then I wouldn't need to make a list.
Let me finish, please. It is very important that we as counselors here, as leaders, respect each other, and we do not tear each other's character down. We don't pretend we can read each other's motives and impart them to be negative and somehow paint our attitude toward others as something that's dishonorable. That is completely inappropriate. I can speak for myself, and I think in this case I can speak for Tom. Each time that we communicate with staff or about staff has been honorable, respectful, complimentary, and that has been our rule. The culture that we portray here, if there be one thing in particular that is responsibility of top-level leadership, which is what we all hold here along with Mark, is that we have to build a culture of positive, get-her-done, successful, encouraging attitudes with each other. And we don't do that by tearing each other down. Please do not impart such motives to my words or attitude towards staff, because if it is true, I need to hear it when it happens. Call me on it when it happens with specifics. But please do not use such generalities to portray this when out of the blue.
Don't put the responsibility on me.
Well, you created that responsibility. If I criticize you with something in general, I owe you the responsibility of something specific that says, and this is what you said, and this is what you did. And if that cannot be substantiated, and I do welcome that, because I am flawed, and I do make mistakes, and if, when I do, I need someone to point it out to me. In the meantime, the respect that we need to show each other is an example that says if we want to respect the staff, we start by respecting each other.